Hi, Paul. It's Janine now. How's it going? Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. Thank you. Hey, I'm just wanting to find out when is your office's closing? Okay. So it's just the stack days that you'll be closed. Okay. I Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not sure if you received my email. Okay, awesome. All right. Yeah, so I'll just All right. No, that's not a problem. It's just that we everything's sort of kind of at the lawyers now, and we're just waiting for payments to come through. And that's hopefully going to be settled on the 24th. We yes, and well, hopefully that's if it's not pushed out. And we've got he will have to get out of the house by the 9th of January. So we'll just need to sort of kind of work out how's that going to look. On when he'll be able to get his furniture sort of packed up and moved off, because he'll need. Okay, sweet as. So I'll can because I'm hopefully heading to Australia again on Friday. And I'll be there until probably about the 8th of January, because there's quite a bit still to be done around the property. So, yeah, we can always make arrangements from there. I can always give you a call closer to the time. Geldenhuis, Geldenhuys, Geldenhuys. Yes. Yeah. We December. It'll probably be around about the 24th. We're hoping that the payment would come through before the 24th, but we will be they've got up until the 24th to provide payments. That will be once the payment comes through the 24th will be unconditional, and then the settlement will be the 9th of January. So he would need to be out of the house on the 9th or by the 9th. Yeah. Yeah. What I'll do is because I'm just sort of kind of need to speak to him shortly just to organize my flights and stuff like that. We don't well we've got the contracts and everything signed. We've had all the stuff from the lawyers. He's going to go and sign some paperwork at the solicitor's office on Friday. So yeah, we hopefully the money comes through a lot quicker, and then we'll know for definite. Yeah. Either on the 9th or before the 9th, because that's what's stipulated. Me just have a look, because I will not be there. I'll be probably coming back on the 8th to New Zealand. Let me just have a look. So what does it specify here? Settlement date. Please ensure you do everything in the to-do list. Every your bank requires you to do. Da da da. if the purchase price is not going to be sufficient to pay off your mortgage, blah, blah, we don't really need to know that. So just the settlement date, latter of 10 business days after the buyer satisfies this finance condition, and it's got the 9th of January 2026. Okay. Oh, no. All right. Can we maybe just pre-book that in for the 9th, and then I can let you know? Yeah. Good. Yeah, he can't wait. And the 30th, was that the 30th of January or was it the 30th of December? Alrighty. I'll have a conversation with him shortly and just let him know, because the problem is he would need to find somewhere to live if all his furniture's out. So the 9th sounds more doable. Yeah. All right. Okay, I'll do that shortly. Awesome. Fantastic. Thanks. Bye.